The North Pole Podcast is brought to you by SantaUpdate.com.
Greetings, Merry Christmas, and welcome to another episode of the North Pole Podcast. My name is Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. This episode of the North Pole Podcast is brought to you by our sponsor, MyMerryChristmas.com, home to the merry forums of My Merry Christmas and the Internet's longest ongoing celebration of Christmas. On this episode, we're pleased to be joined by Elf Crash Murphy, my radio partner and the Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf. You hear on Kringle Radio every Christmas Eve as he chases Santa around the world. Crash has joined us for this episode to answer the many questions that have piled up since Santa's last flight. Given the extra time on our hands due to the virus lockdown, we figured this would be a good time to hear and answer those questions. Crash, are you ready to go with these?
Well, sure, Frank, that's great. Let's just agree right now that the question should be limited to Santa and the sleigh, okay?
Okay, Crash, but why? There are a lot of questions here for you specifically and what you feel when you fly every Christmas Eve.
Well, Frank, I appreciate that. I enjoy the letters and the treats and stuff I get from folks. I really do. But I just think I have a job to do every Christmas, and none of it is about me. We should be focusing on Santa, Frank. I'm just an elf, and, you know, nobody's really interested in all that.
Don't sell yourself short, Crash. You've got a most enviable job. Not only do folks out there in Radioland want to know what it's like to be an elf, they want to be an elf just like you. They want that front row seat to Santa as he flies around the world every year.
I get that, Frank. I don't know why Santa asked me, of all people, to do this, and, well, I'm grateful. I really am. I love my job. It's the best in the world. I just don't like talking about me.
Okay, Crash, I'll try to keep that in mind as we move forward. Our first question for you comes from Preston in the state of Georgia in the United States. He asked, what is the best time to be asleep on Christmas Eve?
Well, that's a good question to start with, Frank, and there are a lot of good answers to that. As a general rule, I'd say before 10 p.m. local time is ideal. I've been flying behind Santa for several years now, Frank, and it seems that Santa arrives around 11 p.m. to about 3 a.m. local time on average, usually within that four-hour window. Traditions for families vary from country to country, and in some places they like to stay up really late on Christmas Eve. Santa tries to work around that because what families do on Christmas Eve, well, it's important, Frank.
Does Santa know if a family is going to be up late?
He does, mostly, because he's been doing this for so long. He's well aware of most situations in every home. Sometimes he gets prompted via screen right there on the sleigh of special circumstances, and he tries to adjust his timing accordingly. I think this year we may incorporate a few new ways for parents and families and fans to even update Santa themselves through a new feature on our website this year.
That's a cool idea, Crash.
Well, Santa operates by a motto of no unhappy customers, Frank.
Is that what he calls them, Crash?
Yeah, that's some inside jargon, I admit, but I think it's meant in the nicest way possible, Frank.
Crash, we get a lot of delicate questions about how things work for Santa. For example, people want to know if Santa stops to go to the bathroom when he flies. They want to know if the reindeer are smelly or sweaty. In fact, they want to know the same kinds of things about Santa. Joshua, in Australia, for example, wants to know if Santa takes off his jacket when he visits there. He thinks he saw Santa in a t-shirt last Christmas Eve while visiting his house. Of course, it's summer when you guys deliver to Australia, so it's a very valid question for Joshua.
It is, Frank, and I can personally tell you that, yes, it is darn hot in Australia on Christmas Eve. I frequently fly in the sleigh in my swim trunks on Christmas Eve, Frank, but then again, I'm not going into anyone's home when I fly.
Your swim trunks, Crash? Why not good old-fashioned regular shorts, Crash?
Well, there's a lot of water down there, Frank, and, well, Santa gets all the best reindeer, you know, and if we ever crash in the ocean, I want to be properly equipped.
So I'm assuming then you have maybe a snorkel or something with you too, Crash?
Yeah, and flippers too.
Now, you see, Crash, this is the kind of detail that people want to know.
Well, let's talk about Santa, Frank.
Okay, does Santa have a snorkel and flippers too?
Oh, heavens no, Frank, and he doesn't take his coat off either. Santa wouldn't be caught dead in a t-shirt or swim trunks or shorts or flippers, Frank. If the folks want to go to NorthPoleFlightCommand.com, they can read all about Santa's suit, Frank. It's climate controlled, it has air conditioning built right in. It's quite the thing to see.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that, Crash. Santa's suit is actually the source of a lot of questions. For example, Tricia in Pennsylvania here, I see, in the United States, wants to know if Santa's suit has ever caught fire.
Well, that's a good question, coming from somewhere cold like Pennsylvania, where they use their chimneys a lot in December. And no, Santa's able to avoid fire danger pretty well. The suit is not flammable, Frank, plus Santa carries a number of firefighting tools on his belt in case something comes up.
He does? Santa puts out fires.
Sometimes it's necessary. He's got a compact fire extinguisher that's about the size of a chapstick, Frank. Very cool technology. I think it's so good Santa may donate that technology to firefighters out there.
Well, that's awesome, Crash. What else does Santa have on his tool belt?
Well, the usual stuff you'd expect, Frank. He's got screwdrivers, assorted hammers, a drill, staple gun, a pipe wrench, several sizes of flashlights, he's got matches, and he's even got a compact welder.
A welder, Crash? Whatever for?
Well, things break on Christmas Eve, Frank. It happens, especially when Santa is delivering things like, you know, bikes and dollhouses, big stuff like that. He sometimes has to do quick repair work on toys or touch-up work on painted things. He's got a number of paint tools and paints in the back of the sleigh. It's like a little workshop right there on the sleigh because not everything can fit on his tool belt or go down the chimney, Frank.
Well, chimneys, too, are a source of a lot of questions, Crash. Mostly the questions are about chimneys that are too small or houses that don't have chimneys at all. What does Santa do in those situations?
I think too many folks overthink things, Frank. Truth be told, if Santa had his way, and he frequently does, he comes into the house just like everyone else, through the front door or the back door. He doesn't want to go down chimneys unless it's faster, Frank, but, you know, they can be dirty, and many people know they can be pretty hot, too. So Santa generally avoids chimneys, Frank.
You realize that answer could upset a few people, Crash.
Oh, I know it, but my job is to report the news, and that comes with the burden of responsibility and telling the truth, Frank. And the truth is that Santa uses a lot of doors on Christmas Eve. He just does, Frank. It's really important to people to have that fact out there.
Good point, Crash. To that end, many fans just want to know what tricks Santa uses to do his job. Some assume that Santa can change his size to get into chimneys that are too small. Others think that Santa hops from house to house in the blink of an eye. In fact, Christian in Phoenix asked if Santa can make himself invisible.
Well, Frank, Santa has some amazing technology, and some of it is top secret, and I can't talk about those things, but I don't mind telling you that Santa cannot change his size or make himself invisible. He just doesn't do that, Frank. He's still subject to the laws of nature, and he uses those to his advantage sometimes. But he has no tricks or special powers. There is a logical answer to everything that Santa does, Frank.
Well, that's interesting. What do you mean Santa uses the laws of nature to his advantage, Crash? Do you have an example of that?
Well, yeah, there's the law of gravity, Frank. You know, what goes up must come down. Santa uses that law all the time.
How do you mean?
Well, Santa's delivery style is varied depending on where he is, what the weather is, the prevailing winds, and all that stuff. And depending on what he is delivering, Santa will sometimes just toss a present and land it right under the tree or in a stocking, Frank. What goes up must come down. Santa's got a great arm, Frank.
You mean he throws Christmas presents, like newspapers or something?
Well, yeah, Frank. It's faster. How else do you think Santa gets around the world in just one night? He's got a lot of little tricks up his sleeve, Frank. It's not all about speedy flying reindeer, you know. Use your head. Think about it.
What about those people who try to stay up on Christmas Eve just to see Santa crash? I think Santa has to deal with that every year.
Well, there's two types, Frank. Those who stay up on purpose and those who just can't get to sleep. Getting to sleep is pretty hard for some kids. It's so doggone exciting. I understand that because I have a hard time sleeping the day before Christmas Eve. I get it.
Oh, I know that feeling, Crash. But some people purposely stay up so they can see Santa and the sleigh and the reindeer. Some even want to try to kidnap him, I hear.
Well, that's true, Frank, but here's the thing. Have you ever noticed, you know, being an honest fan of Santa and all, that even though you have a hard time falling asleep, that Santa does not actually come until you are asleep?
That's true. I've always wondered. I wouldn't be asleep when Santa comes, and then he would catch me awake, but that never happens. Santa always comes only after I've fallen asleep.
That's right, Frank. Do you know why that is?
Magic?
No, it's hormones, Frank. Biology, the stuff of science.
I don't understand, Crash.
Melatonin, Frank. It's a hormone that helps you sleep.
Okay, Crash. That's fine, I guess.
Yeah, Frank, I can see I'm losing you on this. Now, try to stay with me. Melatonin is a hormone that naturally works in everybody. We all have it. It does a lot of stuff, but what it's known for is helping us to sleep. So if you had more of that stuff on Christmas Eve, wouldn't it be reasonable to suggest you'd fall asleep faster?
Well, sure, Crash, if you say so. I'm no doctor.
Well, just trust me on this, Frank. You can Google it. Melatonin is natural stuff, and we all have it, we all need it, but did you know that melatonin is actually increased in the body through the presence of two things, Frank?
Really? What would those two things be?
Science has proven that if you're within a mile of flying reindeer and if you have the Christmas spirit, your body will increase in a rush of melatonin, thus helping you to fall asleep.
Are you telling me that if I'm trying to sleep on Christmas Eve but can't, I only have to wait until the reindeer are within a few miles of my house and then I'll fall asleep?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm saying, Frank. Just as the sky is blue and Santa wears red, flying reindeer make you sleep, pal.
How do you know this, Crash? This seems pretty scientific for an eye-in-the-sky reporter.
Well, I'll tell you, Frank, I can recall a flight with Santa on Christmas Eve 1997. We were over a farm in Indiana, and Santa was coming into land. There was an old border collie there by the name of Crackers, and Santa just loved that dog. But we flew over, and there Crackers was on the ground in the snow looking like he was dead, Frank. And I told Santa the sight of him was so sad it was about to make me cry. But Santa told me not to worry that Crackers wasn't dead. He was just asleep.
So Santa explained the science to you.
Yes, right then and there. And you know what? Old Crackers slept through Santa's whole visit. Santa landed that sleigh right there next to him. Bells jingling and Crackers never stopped snoring. That melatonin stuff is powerful. And Santa says good sleep was what helped old Crackers to live for so long.
So does Santa just spray this melatonin stuff from the back of the sleigh or something?
No, he doesn't have to, Frank. It's in our bodies. there's a gland or something in you that produces the stuff every day. All Santa has to do is get the reindeer close to you, and your body produces it, and then you fall asleep.
Okay, but what about those people who are awake when Santa gets there, or those people who have different plans for themselves and for Santa on Christmas Eve?
Well, those folks are more than likely sleeping a lot for the last few days before Christmas, and they're actually trying to stay awake, Frank. Melatonin's not going to help those kind of people. So yes, you're correct. Santa does run into a few folks who are awake when he gets there.
So what does he do about them, Crash?
Well, nothing. Santa's a man possessed on Christmas Eve, Frank. Nothing's going to stop him. He keeps moving so fast that even those who might be awake probably won't see him. Unless for some reason Santa wants to be seen. But most of the time he doesn't. He just whizzes through a house that anyone is still awake in, and they would never be able to see him fast enough.
See fast enough?
Oh, yeah, Santa moves at a very high, almost blindingly fast rate of speed, Frank. Special cameras might be able to record him, but the human eye in its natural state would never see Santa. He's just too fast.
Wow, Crash. There's a lot of stuff to Santa that I never knew about that I've learned here from you today. What would you say is your favorite thing about following Santa in his sleigh?
Well, I fly behind Santa, Frank. Most times I have to watch him from a distance because my reindeer just can't keep up with him. So while I'm trying to watch him and to send in reports to you about what he's doing, I'm also getting a full bird's eye view of what people wake up to, Frank. And that's my favorite part. Watching them wake up all excited and rushing out of bed to see their Christmas tree for the first time on Christmas morning. Well, that's wonderful, Frank.
Wait, you go inside people's houses to see this, Crash?
No. Well, I have a few times as Santa tells me to, but that's not very often. But you have to understand, Frank, that the happiness at Christmas morning isn't something a lot of people can contain. Some wake up so early, just literally a few minutes after Santa's been there, and they rush outside or throw open their windows. They search the skies for Santa, and sometimes they see me, and they think I'm Santa. After all, I'm dressed in red and flying in a sleigh with beautiful reindeer. And they'll wave, and they'll call out, and they'll say, "Merry Christmas, Santa." And they'll do that while I'm there, and that's just the coolest thing in the world.
Wow, Crash, that's amazing insight. Unfortunately, we're out of time for this episode, but clearly we need to do this again and learn more of what you see as Santa's Eye in the Sky reporter. Thanks for a very insightful episode, and thanks to you, our listeners, for being here on the North Pole Podcast with us. Be sure to follow along with us here all year at SantaUpdate.com, and again on Christmas Eve when we track Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. For North Pole Radio News and all of us at the North Pole, I'm L. Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.